Joining us now from Investigative Post, Jim Heaney. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you, Jay.
Okay, you and your staff have been very busy trying to get to the latest on what's happening around Western New York. Very difficult to do, obviously, with a lot of the restrictions about. First, I want to get into the cuts that we're hearing about over at the Buffalo News. You obviously have some personal connection there, being a former employee at the Buffalo News. What should we expect from these cuts coming out of the Buffalo News?
Well, I think the most important cuts have yet to be made. The news has decided that its non-union people, which are about a third of its workforce, are going to take layoffs or two-week furloughs over the next few months. But that doesn't affect the newsroom, at least not the rank and file people in the newsroom. So management's in discussions / negotiations with the newspaper guild about what if anything that they could get by way of savings from the newsroom staff. And that's really the key, because if you start, laying off or furloughing journalists, that's going to affect your ability to cover this crisis.
Certainly. And of course, if to lose journalists at this time, it makes it that much more difficult in an already difficult time to report. Keeping an eye on what's happening with public officials. And you had some thoughts about County Executive Poloncarz in your article this morning and about how he is handling this crisis. What are your thoughts?
Well, a lot of reporters in town that are covering the county executive are the word I used in the column was furious with Poloncarz. Over the course of the last couple of weeks, he's become increasingly difficult to deal with. He and his press secretary Peter Anderson. I can tell you from our own personal experience, refusal to return phone calls, to be called on in press conferences. They want to control what comes out of the county's executive's office to the point where if they don't want to answer a question on a particular topic, they don't even want the reporter to have the opportunity to ask the question. And, it's tough enough as a journalist to cover the story as it is. We really don't need the county's highest elected official acting this way. It's unprofessional and it's not constructive.
And again, back to some perspective on this, we see, for example, Governor Cuomo, his daily briefings are lengthy. Very often it's just him talking. Yet polls show that voters overwhelmingly support the way he's handling this crisis. From a voter standpoint, why should they be concerned whether or not reporters can get their questions in at these sessions with the county executive?
People are turning to the news media in record numbers to learn and follow what's going on with the coronavirus. They want information. Journalists are the conduit to that information. And so when you're basically not responding to a reporter, you're not responding to the public. And what a lot of these politicians would like to do is spoon-feed the public what they want the public to know. And that's not necessarily the whole story. Matter of fact, it's never the whole story. So, to me, what Poloncarz is doing is really a contempt for the public's right to know. And there are things that are going on or not going on that the public needs to be aware of that he needs to answer to, and he's not. So, again, it's unprofessional and it's not constructive.
Jim Heaney, great perspective this morning. Thanks very much for your work at Investigative Post, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jay.